You can remember who you are. That's good.
Yeah. Bob
still has trouble with that some days.
Yes, I've been doing the Ernie Drops for five or more years. It never really kicked in. Nothing happened to me. I still do Ernie Drops today, but nothing happened.
He can't even remember. He can't remember what puffs are, let alone that he doesn't eat them anymore. He can't
even know why
I'm
on the phone talking to these strangers.
He doesn't
even know why we're doing
this. He's like, "Who are you? Who are you? You don't live here. Get out! Get out! Who let you in here? Carolyn didn't let you in here. She didn't even know who you are. Get out! Get out!" And then his Snicker bars. Let's talk about Snicker bars. Bob used to inhale Snicker bars by the case. It was the most ridiculous thing. It's not like Profiteroles. It was like just an un-thing. Carolyn would just look away. And she's like, you know, he's just going to die. The sugar's all going to hit his body. She has worked tenaciously for years trying to keep Bob out of the sewer eating. And she does everything she can do. That damn green drink didn't kill him. And then the silage didn't kill him. And then that flaky stuff, the radishes shit that you don't like that you eat. And then all those other crap becoming these drag. Now, Frozannas were good. We like Frozannas when they used to come bring the Frozannas. Those were nice. It was nice. And then that pate, the nut pate. See, Bob would eat that once. He'd eat that to death. He doesn't even know what it is, but he just likes it. But he went through these series of things that he would eat, then he would get off of. No, I think those make me bloated. He doesn't even know what. But Carolyn, what's bloated? I think he's floating. I don't even know what bloated is. And so then he finds out, and she says, "Okay, Bob, eat it, don't eat it, don't eat it. I'm not going to argue with you. You're going to do what you're going to do." Well, I don't know. And then he says, "Okay, Carolyn, you're right. I'm going to eat it. Bob, I was saying you not to eat it. I wasn't trying to convince you to eat it. You asked me, do we eat it? And I said, yes, we do eat it." But he wasn't really sure. So then it goes on a little bit further. And then all of a sudden, they get a circadian rhythm. Bob goes to bed. Carolyn gets up. Bob gets up. Carolyn goes to bed. But Bob gets up. Carolyn goes to bed. So they're back and forth. So they don't have to even discuss it at all. And the waking hours, then Carolyn just lays all the food out, piles it up, and then he just grinds through it. And what hits the floor is gone. And then he goes through and rakes it up, washes his nasty hands, and dials that telephone. And he's on it again. Here we go. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Oh, I love it. It's so funny.